All right, let's get started, everyone. We're gonna merge the lines. Okay, lines are merged, and we're gonna call the meeting to order at 10:01 a.m. I'll do a roll call in no particular order. John Johnson.
Here.
I should say this is David Corus. Parker Wise.
Here.
Tom Patton.
Here.
Doug Delana.
Here.
And Paul Hinch.
Here.
Okay, with full attendance, we will move on to the second item on the agenda, approval of the April 18th minutes. Is there a motion moved by John? Is there a second?
Second.
Second Parker. By Parker. Any comments, discussion, or requested changes? Okay, all in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye, aye, aye.
Okay, any opposed, any abstentions? Okay, approved unanimously, thank you. Next item on the agenda is public comment. We'd like to open up the public line. If there's any members of the public who wish to speak at this time, please do so by pressing *6 to unmute your line. Any members of the public wish to speak at this time, please press *6 to unmute your line. Okay, hearing none, we'll move on to the next item on the agenda, the financial update. We will start by handing it over to Ulysses.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would like to advise the committee that as of last week, we received a notice of retirement from our financial director. Of course, it was something that was very shocking, and we're still rocking and reeling, if you will, from that news. But we risked her and also... expect that she will have a warm and a successful retirement. But we thanked her also. We got a chance at our last staff meeting to really thank her too for the many contributions she's made to stabilizing, if you will, the financial management of the CPA. And so just wanted to advise the board and the committee that she perhaps, this may be her last meeting with us because the period that has been announced that she indicated to us that was of 4 weeks, and so this may be our last meeting, but I thought that we should also acknowledge, if you will, the contribution, you know, that Veronica Calvert has really made to the organization. She also celebrated just a couple of weeks ago her one year anniversary as the interim financial director. So I'm going to turn this over to now retiring Veronica Calvert. Veronica?
Thank you. Good morning, all. The financial reports, as usual, cover general operations, some legal expenses, details, core bond funding, and the latest report that I have from ACOM on the New London State Pier project. For the general operations, there's really not much change. Business as usual. No income, no revenue received yet from Leo. Payroll has been posted up to date. The other objects contractual services, we made our first payment for the DOT property partial lease there at the pier. Legal services, they continue to come in, and I separate them by internal, external, and of course those related to a project or bond. Really no movement in the marketing and advertising area. And no differences in the travel and lodging expenses since I reported last month to you. And these numbers are as of April 30th. In the admin and general expense area, really no big changes from last month. We continue to keep up with the Eversource utility bills down at the pier, and we've processed everyone that we've received so far. And the same way with the water stormwater bills from New London Public Utility, we've processed all of them that we've received so far. Of course, I do not know at this point what still is in the pipeline that they still have to bill us for. But budget-wise, for the water sewer, our budget was estimated at about $43,000, and so far we've processed invoices around $22,000. So our deficit at this point, April 30th, is $451,053. And I've also indicated what our cash account balance was as of April 30th. I've subtracted out the DOT core bond funding that we would owe, that we do owe when we come to the end of the fiscal year. That's $324,389. Do I have any questions on general operations?
Yes, I got a question, Veronica.
Yes.
Thank you for your service, by the way, and you've been great to work with, and we're all very appreciative of your skill set. Let me ask you a question about the state pier on the revenue side. I thought we were supposed to get some money in the month of April. That's what my recollection is. And do we know, is this going to fall into the next fiscal year, getting some money for them, or what's going on there?
I can speak to that, John. This is David.
Yeah.
So we expect the first rent payment probably this week or next. So the facility, you know, about 60% or so of the facility was transferred from Kiewit to Gateway. The bulk of the facility was operational at the end of April, but there's a distinction between the commencement of their concession agreement and Gateway's activities at the site versus NEO taking occupancy. And NEO will be taking occupancy this week. The sublease is being executed this week, and that will trigger the first quarterly payment. So that will occur this fiscal year.
You know, because of the amount involved, and just because I love cash, could somebody remember to let the finance committee know when that $1 million arrives in our doorstep?
Yeah, and just to be clear, it's not going to be the full million. It's quarterly payments, so it's $500,000 that will arrive this month, and that covers the next 90 calendar days. We will still have, we knew this year would be tight because of the lag. So there will still, I expect, be a modest deficit at the end of this year. But the commencement of the lease will occur this fiscal year with the first quarterly payment. Yeah.
Great. Okay. Thank you very much.
And we'll also, I should say, sorry, Veronica, just one more thing. There will also be a modest amount of revenue share from Gateway. We can't estimate that amount right now, but there will be some small vessel offloading that will result in some variable revenue from Gateway as well. I just don't know yet. We don't know yet what the magnitude of that will be, but obviously that ramps up over the coming year as well.
I assume that'll be in the four figure, not five figure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That will be modest.
Yeah. But it depends. It depends the timing of some of the vessels, you know. It's all what falls before June 30th versus after. The vessel timings are still a bit of a moving target. As a result of, everything from, weather to when they're loaded up.
Yep.
But there will be some revenue coming in there.
Okay. Thanks.
Sorry, Veronica. Go ahead.
I was just going to ask if the first rent payment from NEO would be this week or next week. Orsted sent a purchase order, which in my mind is connected to the lease payment to be made by NEO, and that Orsted has requested that we submit an invoice to NEO for this first lease payment. And I haven't, and I know that you all are still working out the details. I just want to let you know that I have prepared an invoice. I've left the amount blank, but I'm assuming it's going to be $500,000. And this invoice will have to, in my mind, will have to go to NEO in order for them to generate the payment to the CPA for this first rent payment.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you, and I think you got to get that invoice to them ASAP so we get money ASAP, you know?
Yep.
All right. Any other questions on general operations?
Do we... I don't know, Veronica, you sent this morning the sort of end-of-year revisions. Do we want to tackle those now, maybe, before we get into capital?
We could. The budget transfers...
Or do we have
were
to...
...were done to just cover in general operations the current surpluses and deficits. And I don't know if the Finance Committee was able to receive a copy of what I had sent to you earlier this morning. But basically, we need to move, or I'm recommending that we move approximately $95,000 from certain surpluses accounts to accounts that are running deficits at this point. I can verbally tell you what those are. And, you know, we can discuss it. Now, the budget transfers, if they're done now in May, they'll have to be done again in the July or early August time frame, because at that point you will have received all of your invoices for fiscal year 2023, paid them, so you'll know where those surpluses and deficits are. So you'll have to do this once again.
So I might recommend then that we just wait till then. So I'm sorry, Veronica. I didn't realize this did not go to the full committee when I saw it this morning. I thought it went to everyone. So if folks haven't seen this yet and we know we're going to have to rectify it again at the end of the fiscal year, my personal recommendation would be just to wait, because they're pretty modest relative to years past. Unless anyone has a problem with that, you know, a handful of lines, really external legal being the only one of any significance, are going to run a deficit until we true them up. If folks have issue with that, we can tackle it on the fly right now. But if folks don't have issue with that, then let's wait until the numbers are final and everyone has some time to digest them. I don't know. What are committee's thoughts on that?
It's so much easier to talk about the subject when we have it in front of us, yeah. I think, David. So I think your recommendation is a good one.
Yeah, I agree. And they're nominal amounts.
Yeah.
This isn't, it's not a material issue.
Correct. Cool. Okay. Veronica, why don't you go back into the report then?
Okay. Well, the next report is for legal expenses broken out by bond core, external and internal. No change from internal from last month, but of course external, you know, we've had invoices that we've had to pay that have to do with FOIA, pilot commission, attorney general subpoenas. You know, I've addressed, well, you also see these numbers in the actual general operations report. So this is where we are as of April 30th. The next report is the Cooler Bond Project, and I wanted to point out to you that the recent CHIP 3 projects, which was approved by the Bond Commission over $5 million, have been entered into CORE via our B107, 107, 109. Anyway, it's a document that we prepared to send to OPM, and then eventually it gets entered into CORE. So all of the CHIP 3 projects are in there. They're in CORE, but they're also in QuickBooks. And my report shows what the opening balances were for each of the CORE projects and what the expenditures are. And the report just keeps getting bigger and bigger. We're now up to 5 pages. With a total at $19 million, but it's all trackable. They all have their own project numbers. You see those project numbers in CORE, and they match up with everything that's in QuickBooks as of April 30th.
That's the B107 report. Yes.
B107. Thank you.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
The next report is the AECOM budget report. You've seen this one month after month. It's dated October, and this is the last report that I've received from AECOM on the State Pier construction project as far as available funding, encumbered soft costs, construction costs, and available remaining funds.
Can I just make one comment about that? Because we've been discussing about this month after month. I just want to be clear why the report from October is still the report that we have before us, because this report is driven by contractual changes, and we haven't had any contractual changes on the project since October. So this reflects an accurate accounting of encumbered funds on the project, and it will change if and when we do a future contractual amendment. But the fact that this hasn't changed since October isn't for a lack of information being shared, it's for a lack of change in that information.
Okay, I've included the next report is the balance sheet as of April 30th.
It makes it seem like AECOM is not giving her something. Yeah.
No big surprises there. As you can see, we do have that account 12000, which is the DOT core fund balance of a negative $324,389, which I have shown at the bottom of the general operations report.
That's the one that affects our cash balance, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. That concludes the financial update.
Okay. Let's scroll down further in the report document. We've got the same proposed FY24 budget that we looked at last month. Again, we're not looking to adopt this until our June meetings, but today is an additional opportunity to discuss and share thoughts if folks have any. I'll just remind folks that, you know, this budget was kept very consistent with the current fiscal years in terms of expenditures, which has us projecting an end of year surplus of just over $900,000. I think, you know, we as a committee have discussed, and I think staff certainly recognizes, that there will be opportunities to allocate resources next fiscal year to new priorities, but it may make sense to hold off a bit till we have the revenue coming in, till we have a better sense of what those priorities are to budget for those funds. But we're certainly open to discussing now if there are any changes that folks think we should put into the FY24 budget at the start of the fiscal year, recognizing that we'll probably do a modification at some point during the year.
I guess, David, we'll... Okay, sorry, go ahead.
All right, go ahead, John.
When 4006 on the revenue side, I guess that number, $2 million, will adjust as soon as we get the first payment, right?
No.
The $500,000?
No, because the lease payments will total $2 million a year. So it... You know, once the payments are triggered, then every complete fiscal year from then on, for the duration of the lease term, will have a revenue of $2 million. It's the fact that we're getting one payment in fiscal 23 just means that in fiscal 32, am I doing that math right? 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 30. Yeah, in fiscal 32, the payments will be $1.5 million.
Okay.
It's all about when the 10-year term ends, rather than an impact in any one fiscal year between. Does that make sense?
Yes, I get it.
Yeah.
Going down to legal services external... We're budgeting $100,000. Maybe that should be a little bit less, considering that, you know, the pilot dispute that we had to adjudicate and the FOIA, you know, they totaled what, $88,000 or $90,000 this year. Hopefully, they're not going to repeat. So,
well,
you know, maybe we keep it at $100, but you know,
yeah.
The problem I always have of keeping that at 100 is that, you know, I don't want to spend 100.
No.
Nobody wants to spend 100.
No, for sure. I think you're absolutely spot on pilot commission, right? About a quarter of that or so was pilot commission, maybe even a little bit more. That would not be a recurring expense, right? It's highly unlikely that would be incurred
exactly.
In future years. On the other hand,
it's the first time we ever did it.
Right, so, right. On the other hand, FOIA remains an incredibly costly endeavor to keep up with.
Indeed, no question. The last thing I'll speak about is the communications outreach sponsor. We're budgeting 50. I just hope, Ulysses and all of us, that we spend that kind of that money on promoting ourselves.
Yeah,
you know, we've been very quiet in the public marketplace, and I think that, you know, the time has come for us to start talking a little bit more about us publicly. So, I
absolutely,
hope we can spend that,
totally agree.
Thank you, David.
Yeah, absolutely. Tom, do you have comments as well?
Well, yeah, I was just we have a couple key hires that we need to make in the next. You know, as soon as possible, and I was just wondering whether or not we'll benchmark or reconsider, or do we think we have enough salary in the budget to get high quality candidates?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I believe this might be a little bit off, but I believe that the salary line is effective to accommodate the upper ranges of the salaries per hour schedule of positions. Whether or not those ranges in the schedule of positions need to be adjusted to attract folks, I think is a valid question.
Mm-hmm. We'll leave that to the HR committee.
Yeah.
In that regard, do we pay, Ulysses, do we pay overtime for the staff that they put in more than 40?
No, there's
okay.
There's no, no.
Okay.
No.
Other questions or comments on the draft FY24 budget?
Okay.
Okay. Any old business? Okay, we do have one proposed item of new business. You should have all seen an email from Gene from yesterday. Did that go out? The
yes.
The OFA status report.
Yes.
You should have all received an email yesterday with the quarterly OFA financial status report. And we would ask that we take that up as new business. I will make a motion that we take it up under new business. Is there a second?
Yeah, I'll second this.
Second by John. Any comments or discussion about taking it up? Okay, all those in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay. So we have before us the quarterly report. This is the same format that we've seen the last several quarters. So hopefully there shouldn't be anything too surprising in here other than just an updated cumulative revenue and expenditure by account and maybe some tweaks on projected year-end balances. I have just one question about it, but if anyone else has any comments or questions, please go first. Okay, my only question, and I don't know that it's particularly important one way or the other, we show in the State Pier project account, we show the year-end balance as being the net impact of encumbered costs versus revenue. I don't know, given that there will be some project activities at the start of the next fiscal year, I don't know that it's 100% accurate to say that that's the projected balance, although it is the projected balance based on the totality of encumbrances, but there will still be funds, cash in the account at the end of the fiscal year because some expenditures won't be made. I don't know that it matters one way or the other. Hmm. I mean, you know, I don't know. I don't know that it's worth making a big deal about. I just wanted to flag it to make sure that we all understand what it is that we're submitting.
So flagged.
Yeah, cool. All right. Any
these numbers, the numbers for the new London State Pier project with the estimated balance of 334,138, those numbers come directly from that ACOM report dated October 2022.
For sure.
You know, since there was no contractual changes, those are the numbers we're going with at this point in time.
Yeah,
but they will change, yes.
It's accurate. I mean, it is absolutely an accurate number based on current contracts. That is not, you know, for question. What's different, though, is because this report is meant to indicate a snapshot in time projected to the end of the fiscal year. Mm-hmm. It doesn't really take into account the spend curve associated with the project and what the account balance will be. But I don't know that that matters to OFA. I mean, you know, the fact that we know we're going to spend and have encumbered all but $334,000, maybe that's the important point. I just want to make sure we all understand that distinction. All right. Any other comments or questions before we take a vote? All right. Is there a motion to submit this report as presented?
So moved, David.
John, is there a second?
Second
by Parker. Any comments or discussion? Okay. All those in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
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 Okay. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay. Any other new business? Okay. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved with a comment wishing Veronica well in her next venture, and she'll be missed.
Absolutely. Moved by John. Is there a second?
Second by Parker.
Okay. I'll echo John's sentiments. Veronica, thank you very much for bridging us for a second time and for getting our financial house in order. I have all the confidence that whoever comes in next will be in a much better position because of the work that you've done over these last several months or year, actually. And very much appreciate with, you know, not just having the accounting in order, but two successful audits under your belt that represent a real turning point in the organization. And for that, we will forever be grateful. And with that,
here, 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 here. Well said.
The meeting is adjourned.
Yes.
10:32.
Good luck.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you. Thanks, everybody.